WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Discipline Switch. Today we're diving into something super important, especially in this crazy world we live in, cultivating self-compassion through journaling. Ever felt like you're constantly bombarded with pressure to be perfect? You know that feeling when you trip and fall, not just physically, but mentally too, beating yourself up over every little mistake? Let me tell you, that inner critic can get pretty harsh sometimes. But here's the thing. Treating yourself with kindness and understanding is actually a superpower. It's not about ignoring your flaws or being naive, it's about acknowledging them with warmth and acceptance, rather than judgment and criticism. And guess what? Journaling can be your secret weapon in this battle. Here are 5 key takeaways to unlock the power of self-compassion through journaling. 1. It's not about perfect grammar or flowery prose. Seriously, forget all that. This isn't an English literature class. It's your personal space to let it all out. The good, the bad, and the downright messy. Write freely, stream of consciousness style, like you're talking to your best friend, who also happens to be a therapist. 2. Become a detective of your own thoughts. Ever notice how those negative self-talk patterns pop up? Journaling helps you catch them in action. See those thoughts for what they are, just thoughts, not facts. When that inner critic starts chirping, write it down, analyze its tone, and challenge its validity. 3. Practice gratitude, even in the midst of chaos. Think about it. We often focus on what's lacking, but there's always something to be grateful for, even on the toughest days. Maybe it's a warm cup of coffee, a supportive friend, or simply the fact that you woke up this morning. Jotting down those little things can shift your perspective and boost your mood. 4. Reframe past mistakes as learning opportunities. We all mess up. It's part of being human. Instead of dwelling on failures, use journaling to analyze them. What did you learn? How can you apply that knowledge going forward? Think of it like this. Every mistake is a stepping stone towards growth and wisdom. 5. Treat yourself with the same kindness you'd offer a loved one. Imagine your best friend was struggling. What would you say to them? Would you tear them down or offer words of encouragement and support? Extend that same compassion to yourself. Write down affirmations, remind yourself of your strengths, and celebrate your accomplishments, big and small. All right, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a high-achieving lawyer who's constantly pushing herself to the limit. She's got it all. The fancy job, the amazing wardrobe, the perfect social media feed. But underneath that facade, she's riddled with anxiety and self-doubt. One day, Sarah decides to give journaling a try. At first, she feels awkward and unsure what to write. But as she starts letting her thoughts flow onto paper, she realizes how much pressure she's been putting on herself. Through her journal entries, she begins to identify those negative thought patterns and challenge their validity. She starts practicing gratitude for the good things in her life, her supportive family, her passion for her work, and slowly but surely, she starts to feel a shift within herself. Sarah realizes that self-compassion isn't about being weak or complacent. It's about acknowledging her imperfections with kindness and understanding. She learns to celebrate her successes without comparing herself to others and to forgive her mistakes as opportunities for growth. And guess what? Her life starts to change for the better. She becomes more resilient, less anxious, and happier overall. So, my friends, remember this. Self-compassion is not a luxury. It's a necessity. It's about treating yourself with the same love and care you'd offer a beloved friend. And journaling can be your powerful tool to cultivate that inner kindness. Go ahead, grab a pen and paper, or open up that note-taking app, and start writing. Let those feelings flow, challenge those negative thoughts, and embrace the journey of self-discovery. Remember, you are worthy of love, acceptance, and compassion, starting with yourself. And as always, thanks for tuning in to The Discipline Switch. Until next time, keep switching it up, and remember to be kind to yourselves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.